Historic federal policies forced tribes from lands rich in natural resources, but the study found they were often left with lands most favorable for wind and solar projects. Even so, UW-Madison professor Dominic Parker says reservations are much less likely to host wind and solar than neighboring lands due to complex land ownership and federal hurdles.
If that persists and the country continues its track of increasing the production of renewable energy from wind and solar, under various estimates of energy use by 2050, tribes would forego a lot of money.
Parker says tribes could lose up to nearly $20 billion in lease and tax payments that could combat poverty. The St. Croix tribe says it's faced delays with federal oversight of energy projects. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.